Even though I was dispensing bad news, it was a relief to come up with something rational. Mr. Hanshaw stared at me.
Hopeless? How's that?
I'm sorry, I said, but that's how it is. The only thing you can do is to get her off to the butcher. She has no power in her hind legs. She'll never get up again. That was when Mr. Hanshaw really blew his top and started a lengthy speech. He wasn't really unpleasant or abusive, but firmly pointed out my shortcomings, and bemoaned again the tragic fact that his dad was not there to put everything right. The other farmers stood in a wide-eyed ring, enjoying every word. At the end of it, I took myself off. There was nothing more I could do, and anyway, Mr. Hanshaw would have to come round to my way of thinking. Time would prove me right. I thought of that cow as soon as I awoke the next morning. It hadn't been a happy episode, but at least I did feel a certain peace in the knowledge that there were no more doubts. I knew what was wrong. I knew there was no hope. There was nothing more to worry about. I was surprised when I heard Mr. Hanshaw's voice on the phone so soon. I had thought it would take him 2 or 3 days to realize he was wrong.
Is that Mr. Harriet?
Aye, well, good morning to you.
I'm just ringing to tell you that me cow's up on her legs and doing fine.
I gripped the receiver tightly with both hands.
What?
What's that you say?
I said me cow's up. Found her walking about bar this morning, fit as a fiddle. You'd think there'd never been out the matter with her.
He paused for a few moments, then spoke with grave deliberation like a disapproving schoolmaster.
And you stood there and looked at me and said she'd never get up no more.
But,
you're wondering how I did it.
Well, I just happened to remember another old trick of me dad's.
I went round to butcher and got a fresh killed sheepskin and put it on her back. Had her up in no time. You'll have to come round and see her. Wonderful man was me dad.
Blindly, I made my way into the dining room. I had to consult my boss about this. Siegfried's sleep had been broken by a 3 a.m. carving, and he looked a lot older than his 30-odd years. He listened in silence as he finished his breakfast, then pushed away his plate and poured a last cup of coffee.
Hard luck, James. The old sheepskin, eh? Funny thing. You've been in the Dales over a year now and never come across that one. Suppose he must be going out of fashion a bit now, but you know, it has a grain of sense behind it, like a lot of these old remedies. You can imagine, there's a lot of heat generated under a fresh sheepskin, and it acts like a great hot poultice on the back. Really tickles them up after a while, and if a cow is lying there out of sheer cussedness, she'll often get up just to get rid of it. But damn it, how about the broken pelvis? I tell you, it was creaking and wobbling all over the place.
Well, James, you're not the first to have been caught that way. Sometimes the pelvic ligaments don't tighten up for a few days after carving, and you get this effect.
Oh, God, I moaned, staring down at the tablecloth. What a bloody mess I've made of the whole thing.
Oh, you haven't really?
Siegfried lit a cigarette and leant back in his chair.
That old cow was probably toying with the idea of getting up for a walk just when old Hanshaw dumped the skin on her back. She could just as easily have done it after one of your injections, and then you'd have got the credit. Don't you remember what I told you when you first came here? There's a very fine dividing line between looking a real smart vet on the one hand and an immortal fool on the other. This sort of thing happens to us all, so forget it, James.
But forgetting wasn't so easy. The cow became a celebrity in the district. Mr. Hanshaw showed her with pride to the postman, the policeman, corn merchants, lorry drivers, fertilizer salesmen, Ministry of Agriculture officials, and they all tell me about it frequently with pleased smiles. Mr. Hanshaw's speech was always the same, delivered, they said, in ringing, triumphant tones.
There's the cow that Mr. Harriet said would never get up no more.
I'm sure there was no malice behind the farmer's actions. He had put one over on the young, clever pants vet, and nobody could blame him for preening himself a little. And in a way, I did that cow a good turn. I considerably extended her lifespan, because Mr. Hanshaw kept her long beyond her normal working period, just as an exhibit. Years after she had stopped giving more than a couple of gallons of milk a day, she was still grazing happily in the field by the roadside. She had one curiously upturned horn and was easy to recognize. I often pulled up my car and looked wistfully over the wall at the cow that would never get up no more.